When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, what's going on? My name's Rob. I'm here with Dan, and we're talking some college hoops. I'm wearing orange in honor of Buddy Boeheim.
You stand with Buddy.
I stand with Buddy. I think if you're the coach's son, you should be allowed to punch as many people as you want, because that's basically what your life is in a nutshell.
Was that card removed, though, the minute Jim actually hit another human being with his vehicle?
No. If anything, it's like father like son, right? The cat's...
Jim has, like, one on his kill count.
Yeah, Jim's got one on the...
Buddy gets at least half, right?
But he's warming up.
Yeah.
Buddy's warming up to be like dad. So he gets to swing.
I'm just glad we don't have to see Syracuse in the fucking tournament make the Sweet 16.
Win two games, yeah. Which was, like, an extreme likely. They just always...
If they just won the ACC tournament, then, yeah, it's you could have penciled them in for the Sweet 16. But
never, ever, ever pick against Syracuse in the first round of the NCAA tournament.
Because for whatever reason, 18-year-olds just see the zone. They're like, oh, no.
Yeah, it's fucking... Who'd they... Did they upset someone last year in the first round? It was just the type of thing where it's like they might have actually been on like the 8-9 line or like a 7-10 line, and I was just
last year I think Syracuse was 11.
Yeah, and they were an upset technically, but it was just the easiest fucking pick in the world. It was just like they're not losing this fucking game. They never fucking do. That's what Syracuse does. Sadly, we won't get that easy pick this year. Buddy Boeheim, I respect him for doing that though. Did you see the punch at all?
The flail?
Yeah. It was a typical basketball punch. Don't you think?
Was he being held back?
Let me look up the video again. It was hysterical, but I only like watched it kind of briefly. I didn't break down the entire thing.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
I mean, the visual doesn't really land for the audio listeners right now.
No.
So, who cares?
Right. It's just funny. But a basketball punch is always funny. Like, looking up Shaq's punch when he was in the NBA that one time, mm-hmm. I mean, he was...
Well, he's such a big man, it looks slower
right
than it probably is.
Right. So Boeheim basically, like...
Also, he did Shaq versus...
Yeah, Boeheim punched this Florida State player.
He boxed a little bit in Shaq versus.
But in the heat of the moment, he couldn't do it. Boeheim punched this Florida State player in the stomach. Kind of like in the arm, stomach. I mean, it was a shitty punch. It wasn't anything cool.
Yeah, he's a tall, lanky white man.
Mm-hmm.
He throws a punch exactly how you think.
Yes. And the Florida State player, I don't know if he sold it a little bit. So the Florida State player bumps into him, and then Buddy Boeheim's like, and like gives him a jab to the stomach. And the Florida State player's like,
and then Buddy Boeheim gets got Boeheim suspended, and they lost to Duke.
Yeah, so suspended for the season. Out. Well, technically.
Yeah.
Because it was one game. But yeah, RIP Syracuse, always a March darling. There's no, like we said, there's no seed that they can have next to their name where they're not a threat to make a run. We won't get to see that this year.
Nope.
Speaking of that, though, Jim says he's not retiring just quite yet.
Does Buddy have another year of eligibility?
Well, yeah, probably. Well, he says part of it, too, is that... he's got recruits coming in, and he thinks it'd be unfair to, just leave after he promised them he was going to be the coach or whatever.
Yeah, just have Buddy on the fucking bench, be your assistant coach, and then you just pull some type of power play to get Buddy behind the bench. Like he's like your heir apparent.
Right. I don't think that's why he hasn't left yet, though. Although he will we'll probably just finagle it so Buddy is the fucking coach one day. But he's going to have his other weirdo white guy, Quasi's son, be the coach first.
Fair.
Jeremy Mack.
What in the studio just fell?
Something from the...
Helen Keller's sword.
That's good.
Yeah, Helen Keller's sword just fell from our softcore episode. But the real reason Jim
That's
Boeheim's,
a magical sword.
It is.
Yeah. Natural born Keller.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's very good.
Yeah. As it's called.
Yeah, we don't want to give you credit. We're jealous of that right now.
It was a good joke. It was a fantastic piece of writing. You want to know why Boeheim's not leaving, though?
Because he's got nothing else to do?
Well, he's got one other thing to do, and that's win 18 games.
So he can surpass...
No, he's... I mean, he could surpass Coach K, who's probably got, like, 5 or 6 wins left on the plate. But Boeheim needs 18 wins to get to 1,000.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And I think he wants to be in that club, right? He wants to be in the 1,000 win club.
Or, yeah, that, and he sees Coach K. Maybe it's a game of chicken, right?
Mm.
It's like, all right, who's going to retire first? Coach K said he's on his retirement tour. I never technically said anything.
Right.
Like, officially. So
he didn't.
That's what Boeheim's like, no, I'll just keep coming back till I pass K.
What if Boeheim wanted to retire, but then Coach K announced it, and he didn't want to share the spotlight?
Or Coach K just comes back next year.
I could see that, too. You think Coach K would absolutely Brett Favre it?
It depends how this tournament goes. They lose in the first round, you think Coach K's not coming back?
Well,
he ain't going out like a bitch.
If they lose as a 1 seed. Coach K has lost as a 2 seed before, but
right,
never a 1 seed, obviously.
Was the 2 seed that Lehigh team with CJ McCollum?
Yep, which was a huge relief for me. Because my Missouri Tigers were also a 2 seed that year and also lost in the first round to Norfolk State.
Yeah.
To another NBA, not as good as McCollum, but Kyle Quinn was on that Norfolk State
team. That was
team.
The fastest 40 minutes in basketball.
No, it wasn't.
No?
That was post Anderson. That was Frank Haith's.
Oh, it was Haith's team.
But
yeah.
it was kids from that Elite Eight team that was the fastest 40 minutes, like Kim English and shit like that. That's how they got to go out with a first round L as a 2 seed. But Duke really did me a solid that year by taking all the headlines. So I was able to watch ESPN because no one even cared. That's the nice thing about Missouri. When you do get your fucking heart ripped out of your asshole, probably won't be on the news.
Yeah.
You won't have to watch highlights of it constantly.
And, you know, a lot of people were caring about that number 2 seed Missouri, I'm sure.
No one was. We were mad that we should have been a 1 seed that year. Clearly, we didn't deserve that. But,
no.
Dude, Boeheim's sticking around. Boeheim's going to stick around until he gets to 1,000. He could stick around and pass Coach K. Coach K has 1,170. So he's not, I mean.
Oh, he's pretty far off.
He's not that far off.
That's pretty far off.
Yeah, it's like 10 years off. 8 years off. Never mind.
Yeah, Syracuse isn't winning 30 games a year.
No. That's true. Yeah, that's a ways off. He's not passing him. But I think he wants to get to 1,000.
But hey, maybe he could. He could be there for another decade. Basketball coaches don't really do anything.
No, and you can't put anything past him. He's already killed a guy.
Yeah.
What else does he have to do? Honestly, at this point, he might be afraid to die.
He'd be like Brooks from Shawshank.
Yeah.
Goes out to the real world, just hangs himself.
Everything's so fast now. It's not the same.
You just need to go back to the carrier dome.
Yeah. He's in the fucking locker room trying to stab someone.
It's like, we just got an AC unit put in.
Yeah.
It's been 40 years.
Why not? Carry Dome, I think I've said this before in the show, but it's like the funniest arena when you walk around that campus because it's like this gorgeous gothic campus or whatever, at like a just gorgeous old brick campus, and then this fucking marshmallows just in the middle of it.
It's fantastic for basketball. Like, it's massive.
It's huge because it's a fucking football stadium too. Which, I respect them for doing that. Can you imagine going to a Syracuse game in fucking November?
You got to be in a dome.
Outdoors.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
Absolutely fuck that. I can't... I assume they tailgate a little bit. It's a great college town, by the way. They got some good bar. It's very East Coast, but
I like just it. Standing up for your fellow big journalist school?
No. I hate all the other journalism schools. I didn't even go to the journalism school, so it doesn't fucking matter.
You ride from Northwestern, Syracuse.
Fuck Mizzou. Northwest. Syracuse I like because Syracuse is just puts all like bros into the East Coast, and it's funny. Northwestern is... up its own ass.
Syracuse usually has a good lacrosse team.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
Yeah. But Northwestern gives you like Wilbon and Ravel and a million other unfucking intolerable.
Are we grouping in Wilbon with Ravel?
Wilbon's okay.
Wilbon's like your old uncle.
Yeah, Wilbon's all right. But the only reason Northwestern sports is as popular as it is because people like Wilbon went there.
Where'd Kornheiser go? Did he go to Syracuse?
Oh man, he could be a Syracuse guy. That would sound right. But let's see. No, he went to Binghamton.
Sure.
Yeah, why not? Early life, Binghamton University, which was called Harper College then. Anyway, Boeheim, sticking the fuck around. Let's get into some heat, though. Let's yell at each other.
Sure.
Because I think we're going to disagree on
uneducated
this.
Takes. Let's go.
Yeah. Is Michigan in?
Yes.
They lost to Indiana today.
They're in.
Blew like a 20-point lead.
Do they have an above 500 record in the Big Ten?
Let's check that out.
They're what, 18 and 13?
First off, 18 wins overall is not fucking good.
It doesn't matter. It's kind of COVID season. Don't forget about Omicron.
Yeah, sure.
They got games canceled.
Omicron popping in. They are 17 and 14 overall.
Oh, they don't have 18 wins?
No, they finished 11 and 9 in the Big 12 or in the Big 10.
They're in.
They're not in. They're not fucking in, dude. There's no fucking way they're in.
Well, first off, Juwan Howard, you sit him. You'd be like, hey, suspend him again, committee, dude, Phil Martelli.
Baby. Honestly, and here's the thing, too. They might be one game over 500. I'm sorry. They'd be two games. If they played all the games.
Look at their wins, though.
What?
Look at the wins.
Who are their signature wins?
Yeah.
All right, they got a road dub against Ohio State.
Kicked the shit out of Michigan State.
Yeah, at home. Michigan State's not ranked, though. Let's see.
Beat Iowa.
They beat Iowa. They beat Iowa at Iowa. That's a good win. They beat Purdue. Good win.
I'm telling you, they're in.
They split with Purdue, I should say.
They're going to be at least a play-in game.
They also split with Michigan State. But they also didn't play Michigan State or Purdue. Probably lose one, if not both of those games. Like, they missed two games on that. They took a fat L to UCF.
I mean, a lot of teams did this year, you know?
They lost by 14
to
UCF. They
blew a 12-point lead to UCF, yeah.
They got fucking rolled by UCF. Losing to Arizona is fine. I mean, I guess losing to Seton Hall's not that bad.
That was in Jersey.
It was in Jersey. Yeah. Seton Hall is a tournament team, so I mean, that's fine.
Is Seton Hall a tournament team?
21-9. The Big East is projected by Lunardi to get like eight teams in. Okay.
So currently Lunardi has Michigan out? Is that what you're saying?
Lunardi had Michigan in before the loss today.
Now they're fine.
He had Michigan as the last four byes before the loss to Indiana today.
Quality loss.
It's not the worst loss. Indiana he had as the first four out, though. So do Indiana and Michigan maybe do a do-si-do?
Rotate?
Yeah. Perhaps. Michigan's now first four out.
I think Michigan's still in.
17 wins.
Michigan has a playing game.
Okay. I could see. As a 12 seed?
12 or 11, yeah.
The play-ins are 16s and 12s.
It was 11 for UCLA last year.
It's not this year. I don't
rotate
know if it changes
that?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
That's weird.
Yeah, but it's 12. I'm looking at the bracket right now. It's 12s. Huh. I think Michigan's out. Also, don't reward Juwan Howard for Phil Martelli's success.
Let him ride.
I think Michigan needs to, if they get in, Michigan needs to be like, Juwan.
Also, it's an entertainment product. You need Juwan Howard there. If they lose a game, he could throw another fist.
Now, that I agree with. Juwan Howard... As a 12
loose
seed.
Loose cannon.
Yeah. Punching the coach of like Wyoming in the face at the end of a play-in game. We all need that.
Yeah.
So that I agree with, but I'm fucking telling you, Michigan is...
I think they're in.
They're not fucking in.
Or and you're saying they're first four into the NIT?
Yeah. They're one seed in the NIT. Ugh. Maybe a two seed.
I think they're in.
I don't think they're... If Michigan does get in, are you even picking them... So you can't pick play-in games in the bracket, right? Like the play-in is whatever. If Michigan gets in and wins their play-in game,
the thing is too, Michigan has a roster that can beat.
They
teams.
Got dudes.
They got dudes.
They could beat anyone at any time.
Yeah, so they're going to be in, and they're probably going to make like at least the second game. They'll probably win the first game, second game.
They
might make weekend two.
They do feel like a 12-5 situation. So here, Lenardi's projected. 12 fives with the playoffs right now. Let's just see if any of these teams are good for... Okay.
Professor Lenardi. Put some respect
Professor
on
him. Professor Lenardi. At Nova?
I believe at Villanova, he teaches bracketology.
Okay. What does he teach? He just shows them his
bracketology.
Equation? Yeah, but what do you teach of that? This is how I figured it out.
It's like a statistics class. Yeah.
Okay.
You fucking nerd.
Right now, Lenardi has Houston projected as the 5 seed.
Oh, that'd be perfect.
Give me
Michigan, Houston first round.
That's dangerous. Oh God. And here's the other 5.
They're gonna roll Houston.
Here's the other 5 seed he has projected to play the play in 12s. This is just begging for it. My Texas Longhorns.
Oh yeah. Goodbye, Chris Beard. Either one. Like if somehow Michigan gets in, and they're a 12 seed and they play either Texas or Houston, go ahead and hammer Michigan.
Yeah.
They're gonna destroy both teams.
I might heavily agree with that.
Yeah,
to be quite honest. Yeah, so right now the play in games, he has Wyoming, Wake Forest, Xavier, and SMU on the play in on the 12 play in games, not on the 16 line play in games. Those are all AQs. Yeah, man. Oof. Both of those 5 seeds are just begging for it.
Mm-hmm.
Begging.
Your two teams too.
Yeah, I like Houston and Texas.
Yeah.
Big Texas basketball guy.
Personally, when it comes to my Texas basketball fandom, it's in Lubbock.
Yeah. Where Chris left. Do you like them more after Beard left?
Yeah.
Because they got a little bite to them now, got a little attitude.
Pretty much same program, but you know, you rotate the coach and
yeah.
I mean, same roster other than Mac McClung.
Fuck Mac McClung. That is the most overrated fucking dude in terms of like transfer market. Like everyone, yeah.
I'm sorry you hate dunks.
Hate dunks?
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Why not? Yeah. I hate.
You just hated him ever since he had that mixtape from high school.
Yeah. He's got ups. Is he still on the Lakers G League team?
Probably.
Yeah. I feel like he floats. He gets like, what do they do? Like 5 day contracts, something like that?
10 day.
10 day contracts? Yeah. He's just floating on 10 days, hoping to stay in LA and not
That would love that.
It wouldn't be
if
the worst.
If that was my life, I was just on 10 day contracts.
Wouldn't be the worst life.
It'd be terrible.
Yeah.
Especially, I mean, you're living in LA.
Be a little stressful.
What?
Be a little stressful, right?
No. No.
I mean, because
I'd still be making more money as like a 10-dayer.
Than you would being a waiter?
On a 10-day contract, the minimum is 50 grand. So.
That's minimum.
Minimum. It's 50 to 130.
All right. So if I get 2 10-days, bang.
Boom. Good to go. I mean, you couldn't afford to do anything in LA. I mean, if you're, I guess, you get like 5 10-day contracts.
All right, let me get a 10-day in Charlotte.
Yeah, that's where you want one. And also, no one's impressed with the 10-day contract in LA, right? You're a Laker? Who? What? I heard the Lakers sucked this year. Fuck you. 10-day contract in Charlotte?
Be like, you know who my boss is? Michael Jordan. Maybe get some free gear.
To be fair, though, since Jordan owns the team, like a guy tossing peanuts in the stands could say that too.
Well, yeah, that is my 10-day contract. I'm not actually on the court.
Yeah, but I mean, like, no, literally, like, a beer vendor.
I'm a vendor.
Yeah.
In this scenario, I'm not a basketball player.
Oh, okay, yeah.
He's a very high-quality vendor who makes 50 grand for a 10-day contract.
She's like, what? You play for the Hornets? Yep, baby, I work at, what's the arena? No, baby, I work at the arena all the time. Yeah, that's where I work.
Just getting buckets.
That arena's my office.
Getting buckets all the time. Love popcorn.
Womp. Womp, womp. Pretty much, though. That's the situation.
Mm-hmm.
There
was no need to womp, womp, womp that. That was just kind of a throwaway.
Oh, I'm just womp, womping blue collar workers, essentially.
The worst.
Yeah, just shitting all over them.
imagine digging a ditch.
Sounds stupid.
Or working machinery.
Idiots.
Go to school.
Speaking of Jim Boeheim and Coach K.
Yeah, sure.
Coach K pretty unceremoniously sent Jim Boeheim and Syracuse home today.
Retirement tour.
Yeah. Only ended up winning by 9, I think, but I don't think the game was that close. Anyway, though, Duke, despite that super embarrassing loss to North Carolina, fucking rolling right now.
Sure.
Probably going to win the ACC tournament and get a 1 seed.
I would hate that I would love that. As an anti-Duke guy and an anti-Coach K guy, because the longer, for whatever reason, I have this stupid thought in my head. If you play in your conference championship or your conference tournament longer, I don't like you in the real tournament.
Okay.
You're just gassing yourself out too early.
Okay. That's not historically the case, really.
But I just think of like last year in Illinois.
Right. But Illinois just wasn't good last year. They
were taking the photos, like doing like the Kobe with the Big Ten trophy. And
yeah,
they were feeling themselves after winning the Big Ten.
Illinois, like people forget that really just Illinois was overrated as fuck last year.
Dude, I watched
Mizzou beat them. Like it.
What if I'm starting to talk myself into Illinois again?
You shouldn't. It's a bad idea.
Is it?
That's a real bad idea.
Lenardi
has them on the four line. Unfortunately, they're not playing anyone that I think is capable of beating, or at least according to Lenardi.
All right. Is there anybody that will give Kofi any trouble? Because like if they're playing teams that have like no answer for Kofi,
right,
they'll steamroll them.
That makes a difference for sure. Let's check. So
you gotta make sure there's no like 6'8" scrappy white guy. Who's just going to give him the business?
Was Lenny 6'8"? I thought he was bigger than that.
He was. Krutwig?
Yeah.
Yeah, he I think he was like...
he was a big dude.
6'9", 6'10"?
Let's see, man. So they have him playing Toledo right now. Toledo's two tallest dudes play like no minutes, I think, unless this fucking freshman from Romania does, which I doubt.
Oh, that kid's got no answers for Kofi.
No.
A Romanian?
But he's a white guy, right? He's the type of guy that that Kofi might like hate playing with, playing against, like a doofy white dude. So they have him playing against Toledo right now. Toledo didn't have an answer for Illinois. And here's actually the interesting...
Well, we can talk about this when we actually have
the bracket. When we actually have a bracket. So yeah, I wouldn't worry about that. But what I was going to say, though, Duke feels like they're going to roll pretty easy to a Final Four.
Yeah, I mean, Coach K is calling for like his shot too. He's like, I want to play in Chicago. It's like, okay, do you want to like pick your opponents too, Coach K?
Right, kind of, and they'll probably let him a little bit. Here's where Lenardi has them projected. I just want to read off the other major seeds in the bracket. See what you think of that. See if you think it's soft. See if you think it's tough.
Okay.
Lenardi has Duke projected at a 2.
Not a one.
Okay. At a 2. But if they win the ACC tournament,
it's a 1.
I think it's probably a 1. Right now, the other high seeds in this bracket, Tennessee is the 3.
Ugh, Charmin soft.
Baylor's the 1.
All right, Baylor's feisty.
They're feisty, but this isn't last year's Baylor.
Yeah, but it kind of is.
It's kind of not.
It's not, but it is, you know?
All right, but let me tell you about the other one in the bracket that will probably see Duke instead of Baylor because they're on the Baylor side of the bracket.
Mm-hmm.
The 4?
Yeah.
UCLA.
Okay, that's not like... This is not a cakewalk.
That's why I look at this and I don't think that Lenardi's projecting a cakewalk. But here's the thing. Lenardi gets the seeds right a lot.
Yeah, Lenardi's not factoring in the Coach K.
Yeah.
I control the media.
Right. But look, what I'm saying too is like Lenardi's,
and he does. People forget this, but remember when Coach K chastised that school reporter?
Yeah. Now that's you're just.
What's your major?
Yeah. What are you doing?
It's been doing it for years.
I just want to do like a podcast where you're Coach K.
Coach K. He's just going to bully the committee.
Coach K.
They're just going to. He's going to bully the committee that puts together the bracket.
Yeah.
And he's just going to have like, what if Selection Sunday? Coach K just comes on CBS. They don't even have any of the rest of the coverage.
Yeah.
And he just like announces where Duke's playing every game.
That would be a great Patreon episode.
They're like, Mike, what's your Coach K? What's your seat? And he's like, Final Four. Like, what do you mean? Like, I started the Final Four.
We got to buy.
It's probably accurate.
Yeah.
But Lenardi gets the seeds right, but he doesn't really. I feel like the placement's never that accurate.
Yeah, sure. I don't know. I don't think he tries to factor that in.
Like where they're actually going to end up, like in terms of like regions or whatever.
Yeah, that doesn't factor into the math.
No, the only because well, it only does with the one seeds because the one seeds get
because one overall one and overall two have to be on the other side of the bracket.
Well, that and usually like the overall one. So like when Gonzaga is the overall one, they'll get in the West, right? Kansas when they're a one seed, which they're projected to be right now, they usually get the Midwest.
Right.
So the one seeds get a slight home field, home court advantage, whatever.
Yeah.
If Duke gets that one seed, they get that. And I think, I don't even know if they have to win the ACC. I think they just sort of make the final.
Probably. Yeah. I mean, ACC's weak as hell, though.
Yeah. And Kansas is projected as a one seed right now, but they're in the Big 12. Very good chance they don't win the Big 12 just because it's so fucking deep.
Yeah, but they're Kansas, right? I could see them winning the Big 10 or Big 12
tournament
title.
For sure. They butt-fucked West Virginia today. It was pretty bad. In fact, Bob Huggins was trending, and I didn't see why because I was reaching for a hard AF seltzer peach flavor because I just wanted it so much. But maybe Bob Huggins had a heart attack or also punched someone.
Huggy Bear?
I love Huggy Bear.
Well, West Virginia is pretty... What is West Virginia's status currently?
Oh, Bob Huggins got ejected from the game.
Okay.
For going off on the officials.
What is West Virginia currently?
Not in.
Well, yeah, but what's the record? What's their resume right now?
Oh, let's check that out.
So he got ejected. Did they lose? What happened?
Oh, they got destroyed.
Okay.
They got fucking murdered by Kansas. It was real bad. They're 16-17. They're a long way. By the way, you know who their main transfer loss was?
This year?
Yeah.
Blanking on who it was.
Sheboy. Yeah. Maybe the fucking player of the year. Left. And Bob Huggins said he left because he didn't want to work hard.
Meanwhile, he's got like... doesn't he have average double-digit like rebounds and shit?
He might be the Naismith fucking player of the year. He's fucking killing people.
Because he gives you constantly like 12 and 12, right?
Yeah, hold on. Let me look up his fucking numbers. They're fucking dumb. I mean, it's insane. Oscar Tshiebwe is averaging... this is the guy that Bob Huggins said wasn't interested in working hard.
Press Virginia.
Yeah. Oscar Tshiebwe of Kentucky, who's likely a one or two or three seed. I think they're on the two line right now. Tshiebwe is averaging 1.1 assists a game. Let me start with the lowest number.
He's not a distributor, not a team player.
No. 15.3 rebounds a game.
Yeah.
Which is first in the country.
Yep.
17.3 points a game.
Oh. I didn't realize he was putting up that many points a game.
Yeah. And so that's tied for 94th in the country.
Yeah, but who cares? He's 15 boards.
Yeah, and then a field goal percentage of 60.6, which is 10th in the country.
Yeah, because he doesn't shoot.
That's fine, but he just also doesn't miss.
Well, I mean, 40% of the time he does.
All right, well, can I give you another number then that'll probably make you like him a little more?
He should be dunking everything.
His free throw percentage is 70%.
That's good.
That's good for a big guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, that was the guy that Bob Huggins was like, this guy's lazy, don't need him on my team.
Don't want him.
And then Cal was like, you know what, I'm building an army of transfers this year.
Mm-hmm. Well, he has the last few years. It just didn't work out last year.
Dude, I'm still pissed that Kentucky lost CJ What's-His-Fuck from Iowa, the fucking three-point sharpshooter. Frederick, maybe, I think. Just because that made this team even deadlier. But I think I'm talking myself into Kentucky as the champ this year. But Duke feels like a Final Four team right now.
Okay. Well, we also got to factor in all these teams, like their biggest wins of the season. Like, I know we're going to be riding Arkansas's dick, but where did they win all those games?
Right.
At home.
Which, yes, you have to. So that's one thing I like to look at in the bracket, and I hate giving you guys this advice because we're going to... Drinking Bros, by the way, is doing a bracket competition again. Right. The prize.
So how do you do your bracket? Like, me personally, I will do multiple brackets, like, on different sites, but I will use the same bracket.
Yes.
I do not like to vary at all. It's annoying to keep track of that. Exactly. Be like, oh, I got this right on bracket 4, but this wrong on bracket 5. No.
No.
We ride and we die with one bracket.
1,000,000%. That's the only way to do it. But yeah, I'll enter that version of the bracket into a bunch of different things.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, for sure. Like, there's one bracket I do every year that's...
Is Warren Buffett still doing his billion-dollar perfect bracket challenge?
I guess, man. I don't know. I hope so. Because I'll get it.
I do.
I enter a pool every year where the winner gets, like, 10,000 or something. It's a massive pool, though.
Yeah. I will probably be in studio. Ross will make fun of me for my Calcutta.
Yeah.
Our auction. It's my favorite pool I'm in.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to get in then this year. How
you want to be in on the Calcutta?
How much did you spend last year? Because I have a baby, so that's a little bit of an issue.
I spent a lot of money on Illinois.
How much was the average spend?
Depends. So, I mean, 16 seeds, obviously you're paying like $4.
No, I mean, just how much did person?
Depends if you wanted to spend.
Okay.
I mean, there's some bargain barrels.
Yeah.
Like, there's guys that would only take like 15 and 16 seeds.
What's even the point of that?
And they spent like $30.
You can hop in for that long shot. You know, you throw $5-$10 down on a 15.
Yeah, you get UMBC and you cash immediately against Virginia.
But isn't it still weighted by round?
Per win. So like whatever everything you spend goes into the pot, and then you get a percentage for each team you have for that their wins.
Okay.
Per round or whatever. So, I mean, Gonzaga and Baylor last year, I mean, those teams were going for close to $1,000.
Great.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
You don't gotta sit at the big boy table, Rob.
I don't like that.
You can throw 20 on Mizzou.
They're not making it.
I know.
Yeah, they're dead.
Yeah, but I mean, you can. You can control how much money you spend.
That's
right?
Fair. Kind of. I guess.
Although sometimes, like last year, I got caught up trying to like bid it up, and I got stuck with some teams.
Right.
Like, oh shit, I spent $500 on Illinois,
who lost in the second round.
Yeah.
Not ideal. That is a good thing to look out for, though, is if a team like racked up all their wins at home.
Yeah. Arkansas.
Yeah. Look, I mean, that's what I talk shit about on Kansas every year. And all credit to KU. They have the best home court advantage in any sport in North America. Like, Allen Fieldhouse is the most difficult place to play in any major sport in North America. It's not even close.
What?
Yeah.
In any sport?
In North America, yeah.
That's wrong.
Give me a tougher spot. First off, I think college basketball has the biggest home advantage of any sport.
No, college football.
No. I think college basketball is way bigger.
Like a night game in Death Valley?
Yeah, that is not as bad as a night game in Allen Fieldhouse.
I'm not going to let that slide. I don't think so.
That's 100% accurate. The noise is contained. They're right on fucking top of you. I've been to games at Death. Which Death Valley are you talking about? LSU. Yeah, I've been to that Death Valley
at night when they're like in the mix.
Yeah, it's not as tough as Allen.
Fuck yeah, it is.
Nah, Allen's tougher.
Nah.
Anyway, one more thing I got. Bruce Weber out at K-State resigned.
Hmm. You hate to see it.
Yeah. This is the same Bruce Weber who, by the way, one of my favorite things about Bruce Weber is that he coached at Illinois, I think maybe at the same time as Ron Zook, and they just look the same.
How's, what about Frank Martin at South Carolina? I know he's
got like cancer.
Does he?
Somebody
was calling for his job like yesterday.
So he gave them a Final Four, which should secure him a lifetime at South Carolina.
Yeah.
It's at South Carolina.
But people were chirping him. I think I saw something yesterday. And
he'll probably get fired. He hasn't.
Can you fire a man with cancer?
I don't know. It's not exactly a Philadelphia situation, I guess.
Yeah, but is it like, do you mutually part ways?
Yeah.
It's like he's got to get his health together.
Right.
This is for his family.
It's for the both parties agreed.
It's not Frank Martin is terminated. Right. Like his cancer. It's terminal.
Terminal. Yeah. Frank Martin's employment status is terminal. You probably don't do that. Frank Martin is probably not long for that job, though, to be honest, even though he got them a Final Four. It was a little bit of a fluky Final Four, but that was a good South Carolina team. Like, it wasn't like a fucking 10 seed or something made it, I think. I forget what they were.
They were decent, but they weren't...
They weren't incredible, yeah.
I think they were like an 8 seed, weren't they?
They were a mid seed.
Yeah.
A 7 seed.
Yeah.
A 7 seed. But they were a good Frank Martin team. Anyway, Bruce Weber's out at K-State, resigned at K-State. He replaced Frank Martin. Bruce Weber, if you'll remember, everyone always hated him there.
Yeah.
Nobody liked that hire. However, in one of his first years, he made the Sweet 16. Do you remember why he made the Sweet 16?
Was it because they played UMBC in the next round?
UMBC, who almost beat them in the second round.
Right, right, right.
They caught the UMBC team that beat fucking Virginia.
I remember that game because I actually bet on UMBC. I was like, let it ride, baby, money line. Yeah. Money line.
No, UMBC gave him a game. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so they got the world's cheapest Sweet 16 because of that UMBC upset over Virginia.
And listen, Rob, I think we're an anti-K-State podcast here. So we got to side with Bruce Weber.
We got a what?
We got a side with Bruce Weber.
Okay. Yeah, fuck K-State.
We're not, I mean, their football coach, their greatest football coach, ghosted us twice.
Yo, that's
true. No answer.
And he is kind of K-State.
He is K-State.
He speaks for K-State.
Yeah.
So fuck K-State, fuck Bill Snyder, fuck Bruce Weber. Oh, no, pro Bruce
Weber.
We're
pro Bruce Weber.
I'm glad he's getting out of the little apple.
Yeah, he needs a nice change of scenery.
More like the rotten apple. That's what I say.
Smallest animal.
Yeah, great. Who wants a small apple?
Small sour apple.
Yeah, it's a crab apple. Piece of shit town.
I've been.
Have you?
Not impressive.
Yeah, I had fraternity brothers who went once to visit our chapter there.
Yeah,
and they were like, "This is actually one of my favorite stories from college." Not because it's like wild or anything, just because it always cracked me up. It was like, "Yeah, we were in the basement. They were having a party." And they didn't like a DJ or even like a playlist. They just had the radio on.
Yeah.
And Nickelback played like five times.
Plenty of commercials in between.
Yeah.
I mean, I got plenty of K-State stories for you.
Yeah, like, hey, this is wild. Like, come on down to Wildcat Auto. Like, you're like making out with a chick and like some fucking local car commercial comes on.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, Scott Elder would make me hornier, but.
He always does.
Yeah.
Right. But he, you know, Scott Elder is a man for the people.
Yes. George is getting up. He heard Scott Elder and he has to masturbate. That's how it goes. Were you with me when someone told me the story of they're at a party with Scott Elder and he just, well, okay, they're at a party and Scott Elder busted in with two women who weren't his wife and he was like sweating and
he came in on a limo.
Very clearly coked out of his mind.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, this is a very niche Austin reference.
That's fine.
He's a car dealer.
Yeah.
For
look
the people.
It up. Look up Scott Elder.
Nickel pickle deal.
Yeah, look up Scott Elder commercials on
get
YouTube.
Get a car for a nickel.
For a nickel. No credit needed.
It's his voice, really.
Yeah.
It really puts it over.
It does. Look it up. I love Scott Elder. Speaking of ads, though, might as well do one.
Do you know, it was after you had left Grand X
mm-hmm.
before we get to ads.
Sure.
But we had an entire, I think, three-part series where Jared and his brother just did like a saga about Scott Elder with like sound effects. And
that's fucking wonderful.
Yeah, it was about 15, 16 minutes long.
I love that.
Yeah.
Damn, I'll have to listen. Wait, it's probably dead.
It's probably somewhere erased on the internet.
It's probably for the best.
Yeah.
But that whole catalog is gone forever. But yeah, we'll do an ad now.
Sure.
As I drink this hard AF seltzer, which you can get at hardafseltzer.com. Order it right fucking now. Peach is my favorite. I'm going to drink a shortcake next, though. But fuck that. Let's read the other ad. Not fuck that. I'm going to keep drinking them. They're great, delicious. Hard AF Seltzer, if you don't know, by the way, it's the Drinking Bro Seltzer, but you fucking know. Anyway, let's talk about where we're going to bet, where we're going to do our March Madness bets. I always like to do a 10-team parlay.
Yeah.
For March Madness. Like, just take my 10... like for sure picks and parlay the fuck out of it. Obviously I'll throw a dog or two in there. But yeah, I like to do that. And I do that on the place that lets you do a 10 team parlay. That is mybookie.com. Mybookie.com. I want to say in 2017, I was one game away from that parlay hitting. 8 hit, 1 pushed. And
now the best thing about right now is you get to gamble on teams you haven't watched at all.
All year.
Like yesterday, I bet on LaSalle St. Joe's.
Mm-hmm.
Knew nothing about these teams. They're both terrible.
Yep.
Some of the worst basketball I've seen in a long time.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I took St. Joe's. They were down big in the first half. I think they were down by like 15, almost 20 points at one point. Came back, stormed back, and then just blew it at the end.
Yeah.
So, you know, make some bets on teams you haven't watched all year at MyBookie.
And by the way, in tournament games, especially both conference tournaments and NCAA tournaments, smash a live line when somebody's got a 20-point lead. Because that other team is going to do everything in their power to storm back. And when somebody's got a 20-point lead, like especially in the second half, that line is going to be at about 20, right? Like it's going to be a 19.5, 20.5 line. That line's not going to fucking hold. Like, because that other team is going to go bananas trying to get back in the game, and they usually accomplish it.
Right.
So that those lines, as far as live betting goes, incredible to smash. Like, absolutely incredible to smash. We love betting unders in the regular season. Stay the fuck away from unders in the tournament.
Yeah. No, there's no rhyme or reason. Guys are going to go off.
Yep. They're going to go off.
They're going to play some hero ball.
Well, and also, unlike in the regular season, they have every reason to foul. Mm-hmm. Right at the end of the game, like you can just pretty much be assured that that's going to happen because they have to.
Right,
that's the end of their fucking season. If they don't, there's no taking it easy. We'll learn from this. Blah blah blah. They're fighting for their fucking lives. But live lines of big spreads in the score, love that. Anyway, if you love betting, you love making money, you love sports. MyBookie.com is the place for you. Not only does betting with MyBookie make every game more exciting, but when you sign up using the promo code Drinkin' Bros, your first deposit is instantly doubled up to $1,000. With thousands of bets to make on all your favorite sports, there's no shortage of ways for you to win at MyBookie. Of all the amazing lines and props, MyBookie.com is also home to several exclusive contests, including they have a bracket contest, and the prize is like it's usually like 50 grand if you win. Maybe it's more than that. I don't remember, but it is a large amount. I highly recommend entering. I think it's like $15, maybe $5 to enter. It's really cheap to enter.
Right, but the prize
is absurd.
Mm-hmm.
Highly recommend getting on that. MyBookie is also home to other promotions and stuff like that. Get off the couch and get in the game with MyBookie.com and turn your love of sports into your new side hustle. Head to MyBookie today and use the promo code Drinkin' Bros to get your first deposit instantly doubled up to $1,000 and start winning today. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.com. And again, about to grab another seltzer. So Dan, if you want to talk for a second, hardafseltzer.com. These things are delicious. Drinking a peach, that's my favorite flavor.
Peach is easily my favorite flavor. Go ahead and grab another one. Goes peach, I would say blue raz, number 2. Strawberry shortcake, 3. And then lemon lime.
I'm going with a shorty here.
Yeah.
Going with a shorty.
Yep. The ladies love lemon lime. So, as a man.
Yeah.
I can't be drinking lemon lime.
That lady shit.
Yeah.
You got to show you're strong.
You got to show that I'm alpha with a peach.
Well, you do. You got a peach. It lets them know you got a juicy butt.
You know, a lot of people are stunned by the booty I got on.
I'm always surprised. People, every time I see it.
It catches people off guard.
It's a good jumper.
And don't act like you don't flaunt it.
Yeah, it's true. I do wear some short shorts.
Little
tight shorts every time. Like I actually, it'd be really funny to put you in yoga pants and just like send it to dudes and make them think it's like a juicy girl butt.
Yeah, we could do that.
And then like tell them like months later that they've been J-O-ing too.
He's jacked off to a man in yoga pants.
Yeah.
Can a dude even come to orgasm to just yoga pants these days?
Who knows? Yeah, I think
if it's like a personal,
yeah, if they think it's like it was
exclusively sent to them.
Yeah, 100%. They'll be cranking it to that.
I mean, Rob's wife could do the voiceover or something over it.
Yeah, she does our horny voiceover for Softcore History.
Right. I had to alter it because her voice is just not naturally sexy.
True.
I had to do a lot of alteration.
Yeah. What sucks is that's actually just the voice she uses to read. So the story time with the kid is, it's a real nightmare to listen to.
Yeah. A lot of little Oedipus situation going on.
Well, soon. Yeah.
Do you think he's going to kill you?
He'll try, as any good son would. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
What kind of cuck child, boy child, doesn't try to kill the dad?
If you don't train your child to kill you, you failed as a parent.
Yeah.
No, you, as a parent, and I'm speaking as a parent, I own a dog. But as a parent, I think it is important to put the kid in the place at all times. So, like, he should never beat you in a sport. like the day he is almost, or he, if he's, say I have a child theoretically in this scenario, he's, we're playing one-on-one basketball at this age, maybe he's 22.
Mm-hmm.
And he's up on me, got up on me like 6'5" or something.
Yeah.
I'm going to either fake an injury. Okay. I'm going to probably take him out and injure him.
Yeah.
That's probably option one, is injure him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take him down.
Take him out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with that. I mean, I certainly won't be letting, like, the child will have to earn any victory. There's no like, good job. Hooray. You did it.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Playing D, playing hard D.
I mean, my dad never congratulated me at all. Like when I beat him in basketball for the first time, when I beat him in golf for the first time.
Yeah.
There was no handshake. There was no.
Son.
He actually spit on me.
Spit in your face?
Spit right in my face.
I respect that.
Yeah.
As a man.
I did too. As a man.
He's a water man. So spit a little water on you.
Just a little water.
That's what a good parent does. Now, what if they never beat you? At what point do you just tell them that they're not welcome around the home anymore?
Or soft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't raise a boy like you.
I would chastise my father if he didn't beat me.
Like, if you looked back and you were like, dude, you let me win when I was 7.
Pussy.
It's not fucking cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why my life is where it is now. Because you didn't discipline me enough on the field of combat.
Yeah, right. Either way, it's their fault.
No, always blame. Yeah, yeah. If you're a parent, always blame the child for being a shitbag. If you're the child, always blame the parent. Like, vice versa.
Yeah.
But I will say, I blame my parents for spreading me out. I was spread too thin in sports. I didn't get to focus on anything, so I never panned out in anything.
They say it's better to play all the sports.
I don't think so. I think I would have been better if I specialized in the sport.
Early, yeah, specialized young. They have to pick what they're going to do in college at age 5. Yeah.
But play the other sports just to stay honed athletically overall.
All of my athletic friends that played in college and pros, they specialized in the sport early. And they had, like, helicopter parents.
Yeah, I mean, if you let the child just do whatever they want,
yeah,
they're not going to figure anything out.
Yeah.
The parent needs to be like, look, I know every avenue I fucked up on, and I'm going to keep you on the main path. Like, I've seen it, I've done it, so I'm going to make sure you don't. And you can deal with this in therapy, really good therapy that you can afford because I made you a millionaire.
You almost have to beat them to afford the therapy they'll need later in life.
Right.
It's an investment.
It really is.
Yeah.
Agree with that.
Yeah. Beat your child, force them into something they don't want to do, and they'll thank you for it later.
When they're millionaires. Unhappy millionaires, but millionaires.
Yeah.
Ungrateful millionaires.
Really?
Yeah.
Soft. So well, you have to stay in a Russian prison for 3 weeks.
They will get you
a bitch-ass
nursing home, though. Like, it won't be good.
You don't think so?
Yeah, I think that's like their little, like, they won't get you the one you want. It won't be shitty.
Just ship me down to Florida.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Got a couple picks to make. Unfortunately, we can't do like a full, like, because you don't know who's playing tomorrow.
Right.
So we can't do a full set of picks.
But what if we just, let's do a poll instead of picks?
Yeah.
Let's just do a pulse of the nation. Like, just start listing teams and how we feel going into the tournament.
Okay.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Just same teams that you were about to just mention, games that you're going to bring up. Let's just talk about teams going into the tournament. We don't actually have to talk about the games coming up because we have no idea what's going to happen.
We don't. It's conference championship week.
And we're doing this on the fly.
We are doing it really on the fly. All right, I'll talk about the first one here, who is in, according to... No, they're not in, according to Lenardi. I'll go to one that is definitely in. How you feeling about Villanova?
Love them.
Love them?
Yeah, I mean, they're not deep.
Lenardi has them on the 3 line.
That's fine. They're not deep, right?
Yeah.
But it seems like one of the years where people are just going to forget about Villanova. Because typically when they're a 1 or 2 and they have these high expectations, that's when they get upset in the round of 32.
Mm-hmm.
They always lose to the fucking 8 seed for some reason. But the year nobody expects anything from Villanova. They have a good 5, right? They have a good 5, but they have no bench.
Right.
So as long as they don't get in foul trouble, which is asking a lot, and as long as nobody gets hurt, this team could compete with pretty much anyone.
In terms of like size and skill, like a diverse 5?
Yeah.
Or is it like the type of 5 where it's like we got 4 guards?
It's a good 5.
Okay.
It's a good 5. But I think Villanova's ceiling this year, they can make the Elite 8.
Okay. Love that. Alabama.
They're my national championship pick, But they can make the Elite Eight.
How do you feel about Bama?
Obviously.
The Oat Boys.
I mean, any given Sunday, right? Like, they just start firing up threes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the shots go in, they win.
Okay.
But they can go ice cold.
Yep.
And get blown out.
Yeah. So right now, Lunardi has them on the 6th line. And actually, if they were playing who he has on the 11th line right now, I think I would smash Bama. But I think a lot of people would pick this as a popular upset.
Who do they have?
Rutgers.
Ooh. Now, Rutgers is tough.
Yeah. But Rutgers is tough at home.
Right. Is this game in Jersey?
It's in San Diego.
I'd probably go with Bama. If that happens. But no, I would, yeah, Bama, they're live and die with the three. So it's like,
that is the type of team that could get hot.
That's roll. Just the team I'm not going to touch in the tournament at all, like for individual games to bet.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to touch any Alabama.
Well, what if they roll up against a team that has a really dog shit 3-point defense? Are you maybe like, all right.
I guess, yeah, if I dig into the numbers a little bit more.
Yeah, which I haven't done yet. I need to dig into the numbers, but okay.
Yeah.
Like Bama?
I'm not a big fan of Bama.
Right. Ohio State.
Eesh.
Eesh.
Also on the 6th line. They have a bitch-ass 11 line, according to Lunardi. This won't be who they play, probably, though, which is Notre Dame, which I would smash Ohio State on that. Like, I don't think Notre Dame's good at all. It's stunning to me that they're... I mean, the ACC just sucks.
Wow. Why you got to talk about Mike Bray like that?
He used to be great.
He's fun.
They used to have great teams, Notre Dame did, but that's just...
Yeah, where are all these great white Notre Dame players?
They used to have him. Who was their big?
The dude that like
doofy white guy.
Blank on his name. When I was in college, yeah. He just literally looked like he had an anchor attached to his foot at all times. Didn't move very well.
I keep wanting to say
it was like a super Irish name,
Luke Longley, but that wasn't it.
No.
It
was like a Mick. Who's a Mick?
Yeah, it was like incredibly Notre Dame. That name. Dude, our internet is fucking the worst. I can't Google anything. But Notre Dame. Anyway, Ohio State. How do you feel about Ohio State?
Is Ross still here? Did he just leave?
I think he wandered off.
Yeah, he's gone.
He's gone.
They're bizarrely, I mean, they're a 22 win team, but they racked up.
Felt much better about Ohio State last month.
Yeah.
Don't feel great about them going in the tournament.
All right, so let me tell you something about Notre Dame. How do you feel about Notre Dame? Because let's talk about Notre Dame for a second. I know they're an 11 seed-ish, and they probably, if they drop to a 12 seed, people might kind of love picking them because they have 22 wins. They're 22-9, all this fun shit, blah, blah, blah. They're 15-5 in an awful ACC, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're 22-9. 15-5 in an awful ACC. That means they went 7-4 in non-con, and they lost to every good non-conference team they played.
List them.
St. Mary's.
Yeah.
A&M.
Mm-hmm.
Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Also dropped one to Boston College, who's not good.
Very bad.
They did beat Kentucky, which was weird to beat them at home. Then they lost to Indiana in a rivalry game.
Is that a rivalry?
Yeah, the Indiana schools. Yeah, Notre Dame, Indiana is a legit rivalry.
In basketball?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is. I promise.
I mean, yeah, it makes sense geographically, but I don't remember a whole lot of Indiana, like Hoosier, just Irish basketball games.
It's a thing. I promise.
Okay.
It's a thing.
Because Indiana-Purdue, that's the real rivalry.
Right.
I don't think Notre Dame's kind of third fiddle there.
They're their own fiddle, and basketball is their second fiddle.
In basketball, yeah.
Right.
I'm not talking about football.
Right. How do you feel about Final Four team from last year, UCLA?
I think they got all the pieces. I think Mick cracks down during tournament time. You got a guy that can take over a game and Johnny Juzang.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's everything I want out of, like, a NCAA tournament team.
Man, I'd love... So, where... Lenardi has them right now, I would straight up put them in the Elite Eight without even blinking. If Baylor's the one on that side, and then their five seed right now is LSU.
Yeah.
Fucking.
It just kind of seems like a group of guys that probably just turn it on. They have a little bit of a light switch.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Cliche, but it seems like that was just what happened last year.
Yeah. Last year was also like a little bizarre, but is what it is. How do you feel about. Oh, here you go. Your guys. Texas Tech.
Dark horse.
Dark horse?
Dark horse to win the Natty.
Really?
Yeah.
They're three line, according to
sure.
Lenardi. Love that for them.
How fantastic would it be, though, if Tech won or got to the national championship and Chris Beard gets bounced in the first round?
It'd be pretty funny. Although I think Chris Beard probably cuts down nets before fucking...
No.
Yeah, 100%.
No. You're giving Texas too much credit.
I mean, look, Texas always sets themselves up for failure, so that'd be really fucking funny, but...
Yeah, what are they cutting the net? Like, the NIT? Yeah, sure. They might cut down the nets for the NIT.
Okay. Arkansas.
Do they cut down the nets for the NIT?
They do, but it's sad. Like, it's a bummer. Like, no one looks happy to
Nobody
do it.
Wants to do it.
Yeah. Like, everyone's, like, I guess excited because they have an excuse to party.
It's contractually obligated.
Yeah. They're like, get up there. I cut down those fucking nets.
That ladder right there, it's a sponsor.
Yeah. It's like, man. Yeah.
Tom Izzo's sponsor.
Yeah.
Remember when he was dancing on that ladder?
Was he?
The commercial.
Oh. No, I don't remember that commercial. Sounds horrible.
But February or January, February.
Izzo. Yeah. I know.
Won't be doing that this year. That's I'll tell you my feelings on Michigan State right now. They are not good. So probably get bounced in the first weekend.
They are on the 8 line, according to Lenardi, right now. And actually, if they did play who Lenardi has them slated to play, I'd bounce them too, because they have my dark horse, whatever, G5 mid-major, San Francisco is who they're catching.
Oh, San Francisco's going to make it.
Yes, San Francisco's for sure in.
Okay.
On the 9 line, according to Lenardi, they're definitely making it.
Yeah, I mean, they just lost to Gonzaga, but...
Oh, no. Yeah.
In the semis.
Right.
So I was just like, I didn't know how much... Because I saw the record and I was looking at it, I was like, how much work do they have to do to get in?
I think they did enough, personally. I think it would take some weird AQs to knock them out.
Yeah.
Arkansas? How you feel about Arkansas? Who we said, a little sketchy because they're dangerous. They bite you at home.
I mean, BT Bates.
Yeah,
chat. He knows. How am I supposed to fucking trust Note? Like, that's your guy.
Right.
That's your dude. You're telling me he's going to, like, lead you through the tournament? He's just going to start putting up buckets? And, I mean, he has been, but, you know, the regular season tournament's a lot different. I don't know if he's got it. I don't know if he's got the fucking brass balls.
That's fair.
To carry Arkansas.
Yeah.
But, I'd like to see him try.
Mm-hmm.
I like this Arkansas team. I'm a passenger on the must bus.
Yeah.
I enjoy Arkansas as I like Fayetteville. I like the entire state. Every time I've driven through it, never stayed.
It's a nice state.
It's a nice state to drive.
It's called the Gemstone State, I believe, something like that.
Is that why it's called the Righteous Gemstones?
Maybe. Is that take place in Arkansas?
I don't know.
Yeah, why not? I will say this, man. Arkansas not at home. So we were talking about this earlier, but let me just read it off. It's pretty sketch.
Yeah.
Arkansas lost to OU, who's not that good. On the road, like OU, I think is like not like they're bubble, but they're like back bubble. They did beat K-State on the road, but K-State sucks. They lost at Mississippi State. Mississippi State's not good. They lost at A&M, who's probably in the tournament, but Arkansas, I don't know. They lost by 5 on the road at A&M, but they lost on that. Like they do have one great road win. They have one great road win at LSU. Good road win there. That's fine. They lost at Ole Miss. Ole Miss fucking sucks. They won at Georgia. I'm sorry, they won at Ole Miss. I'm an idiot. They lost at Bama, and then they lost at Tennessee. So they don't really have... They won at Florida. They won at Florida. They won at LSU. But I don't know, man. They racked up all their impressive shit at home for the most part. Yeah.
But Bates brought up a good point last year, same thing. Lead 18. They won, but like before the tournament, all their big wins were at home,
mm-hmm.
and they made the Elite Eight. So, yeah, we'll see.
Neutral floor, I mean, it's not a road game.
Not a true road game.
Right. And actually, depending on where they get sent, I forget where everything is.
Either way, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I like Arkansas. I think they're going to probably do.
Is there anyone you find interesting?
Going in the tournament?
Yeah.
Michigan, if they make it.
Well, that's morbidly interesting. Do you find anything?
No. I legit think Michigan, if they make the tournament, could make a run.
Okay. What about St. Mary's, Gonzaga's other...
No, I got nothing for St. Mary's. Wisconsin's interesting to me.
They're on the 2 line right now.
They just lost to Nebraska, which wasn't great, but...
Not in the tournament.
Not in the tournament, but...
Yeah.
Last game of the season.
Nebraska also went into Ohio State.
Yeah, I know.
So Nebraska just got weirdly hot for like a couple games.
Did they lose their tournament game? That kind of been funny if Nebraska ran the table for the Big Ten championship.
I know, right? Who is this year's Oregon State?
Well, Butler just lost today.
Yeah, they did. So it's not Butler.
No.
Wisconsin hasn't even played yet.
Whatever. No, I'm saying Nebraska.
Yeah.
Who'd they play? They lose? Check.
I'll check. Okay. I don't know. Oh, no. That's later. Hold on. Oh, no. Yeah, okay. Oh, no.
Oh, no. They lost?
Lost to Northwestern by 2 in the first round of the Big Ten tournament. Well. Northwestern turned around and got absolutely shit pumped by Iowa, 112-76.
Yeah, all right, there's another team that actually interests me, Iowa.
Okay.
Probably, I think Iowa much better than last year, despite not having the player of the year, Luka Garza.
Iowa on the 6th line, I do like...
I think they're just more well-rounded. They could run with guys. Like, last year, they got, like, ran off the court by Oregon because they just, like, Garza was slow as shit.
Yeah, Garza.
They had too many bigs.
Fucking clod-footed. Yeah. Which is great for the Big Ten, where everyone's kind of slow and whatever, right?
I mean, that's Purdue's problem, right? They have two bigs that they can't play at the same time.
Yeah. I mean, that one guy, I forget his name, but he's a fucking giant. He's like 7'2 or 3 or something like that. But yeah, he's slow as shit.
Can't play him.
I don't like Purdue. I'm out on Purdue. Like, what are they? I think they're on the 3 line right now.
All
right,
if there's a Big Ten team that could break the curse, who is it this year?
What, and win it all?
Win it all.
Wisconsin.
Really? Okay.
I think Wisconsin.
Johnny Davis?
Yeah. I just like them. They can lock it down, all that fun shit.
Do you trust Greg Gard?
I don't trust any Big Ten team, really, but...
Now, you know, I'm talking myself Illinois. I think they're the best
shot.
No
fucking way.
Big shot for the Big Ten.
Brad Underwood?
Yeah.
You trust that?
No.
You trust Kofi?
Yeah.
Just Curbelo?
As long as he's not going against a smaller white man.
Okay.
He'll be fine.
Illinois, so assuming the way Lenardi has it playing out, the second round, assuming there's no upsets, would be Illinois-Houston, and I think Houston fucking
butt fucks
Illinois.
Houston, well, first off, we discussed this. Houston's not getting past Michigan. So there would be a problem if Michigan played Illinois.
I would bet Michigan if they played Illinois.
Hunter Dickinson would give Kofi the business.
Yeah.
If he has
That is a nightmare for Illinois.
Although, like, when they did play Michigan, Illinois, what happened? I don't remember.
Let's check.
Not
it
that
out.
It matters. Who cares?
Illinois won by 8.
Okay.
So
was it because of Kofi?
And then they won earlier in the year by 15.
Okay.
So they rolled.
You're saying Michigan is due?
Yeah, it's just not ideal. I would want to stay away from a conference
from
foe.
From a
like
conference
that.
Foe in the second round, yeah, probably.
Yeah. Would you feel good about that?
No. But I also don't think that's how it would line up.
It won't. It won't. I think Houston is probably they're both going to be around the 4 or 5. Like Illinois is not going to get 3. Maybe if they win the conference tournament, but probably not. Houston is probably a 5 or a 4, so could be near each other, but who the fuck knows. That's all I got. Obviously, I love Texas. Still win it all. Final Four at minimum.
Yeah.
Yeah. Still on UT.
Don't think so.
Here, no. Chris Beard coming at it. I hate Arizona, by the way.
Why?
I think
all right, actually, I'll give you my pick right now. I don't care. Without the brackets, national championship this year, your Arizona Wildcats.
Nah. Nah. Texas Longhorns. fucking hook up. Hook 'em horn. I wore this both for Buddy Boeheim and for my Texas Longhorns, who I hate, but I'm picking.
Good for you.
Yeah.
And I think that's a perfect way to end this podcast.
I think it is. Let's get the fuck out of here.
We'll see you next week.
I got a baby.